Okay, good morning, everybody. So continuing in the discussion of the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Tzayin. So what we're dealing with is what the Kesef Mishnah had referred to as Nira Shalamad, Rabbeinu, Mi'ed Echa, Neman, Visurin, is the Rambam's Chiddush, that as far as Malkos are concerned, we don't relate to the Kviyas HaIsser, whether it's the Machalos HaSuros, or the Ma'isabia, whether you're creating a Chalos and a Chavtza, or stigmatizing in principle and act, we don't relate to the Shas Kviyas HaIsser as part of a continuum with the eventual Shas HaVeira. If so, it would have required two Eidim, but rather this is part of the rubric of Eid Echa Neman V'Yisurin. It's interesting, we said, you know, this ties in to the machlokas between Rashi and the Balei HaTosos, what the idea of Eid Echa Neman V'Yisurin is. Rashi says it's basically an exigency, right, efshar, that there should be a shomer in everybody's kitchen. It's expensive enough, trust me. Trust me, it's expensive enough for the restaurateurs to have a mashgiach tmidi. That's not the owner. It's extremely cumbersome. It's very, very, very difficult. So it would be a literal impossibility to do so. That's Rashi's approach. And then Tosos, their quotes, right, v'safra la, Shivas Yami Vachar Tita, right? So you see that it's Xeras HaKasav. And we said the Rambam's approach doesn't sound like it's an exigency, right? The Rambam's approach sounds like it's Meikar Hadin, that Eid Echad can create a halachic reality as far as Yisurin are concerned, not just because, you know, what else are we going to do? But here, you'd say, well, what do you mean, what else are we going to do? We're not going to give him the guy Malkos. So the Rambam understands the expanded din of Eid Echa Neman V'Yisurin to extend to the Kviyas HaIsser. Now, one more point about that before continuing on with the Bamidvar Mamurim, the inevitable qualification here. So Rav Lichtenstein seems that's all one of his very his unforgettable kind of an approach. It was like he could do this. Shir would always go back to the Psukim and the Midrashi Halacha and the Ramban Zala Torah, just, we can't take it for granted. Who else gave Shir that way? And sort of created a model for the rest of us. So the Pasuk says, Lo Yaakov Eid Echad B'Ish L'Chol Avon L'Chol Chatas B'Chol Cheda Asher Yechta Al Pi Shnayim Eidim. So Lo Yaakov Eid Echad B'Ish, so Rav Aaron said, that's the point, is that when you're testifying against somebody, so that requires two witnesses. It's Eid Echa Neman V'Yisurin. If it's not relating to any particular person, what you're saying is that this is Machalos Asuros, so then Eid Echa can be Koveh in a fundamental sense, right? So again, this appears to be what the Rambam is driving at. However, the from an epistemological standpoint, the degree to which we can accept the Kviyos of an Eid Echad is not total. So the Rambam had previously indicated that that is true if it goes unrefuted, but if it is subject to rejoinder, to refutation, so then that undermines the Kviyas Iser. B'medvar Marim, b'shal hichish es Eid, b'esha kava Iser, v'alim amar, zeh eno chelev, or eno grusha v'achal, or Baal, O Baal, Achar Shehichish, and Eloka, Aj Yikwa Isser Shnei Eidim. So that's what the Rambam had said previously. Now, Shasak, the Rambam goes on, this is the new material, Be'es Sheheid Ha'eid Ho'echad B'Kviyasa Isser Ve'achar Sha'avar, as opposed to Kodim Sha'avar, meaning the time is defined not as Toch Kedei Dibor, but prior to the Maisa, but v'achar shavar v'histri bo'tan l'hachash eid in shaman lo eloka. So for the Rambam, we have two critically important points. Number one is, again, the kviyos ha'iser al pi eid echad, which is subject to rejoinder, right, at some point crosses the threshold. Two, the point at which it crosses the threshold is L'chora, as the Kesef Mishnah is Medayik, V'achar Sha'avar, after the Maisa Aveira. So that's where we transition from the world of Kviyas HaIsser to the world of Malkos, right? Where, of course, you know, V'Hisru Bo, Hisru plural, that's the world of two edim, right? Lo yakum edachad beish lechoavon lechochatas lechocheda shoyachta. But for purposes, obviously, of misas bezdin, for purposes of malchus, makom miso medes, so two edim are a fundamental requirement. So once we're in that world, so that's the threshold that one can no longer undermine the kviyas ha'isser, even if you haven't yet administered the malchus. The person can't say, well, I never accepted the fact, I object to the definition of that object as chelev v'chulei. So this, I think, is like the tell, so to speak, in the Rambam. The Rambam could have easily said, no, the outer boundary in terms of kviyas ha'isser is toch kedegi dibor. I don't know where, even you want to say beyond that, im shasak, right? We don't need him to violate right away. But, if he wants to come back 20 minutes later, and then he's going to go ahead and eat it, it's obvious that what he's doing is like a harama. It's a joke. He just wants to be able to eat this and says, oh, well, I don't accept it. He has to respond basically immediately. Otherwise, the kviyas ha'isser stands. So what the Rambam is saying, not like that. The achar sha'avar, the Rambam is saying is that the kviyas ha'isser actually hangs in abeyance until the shas ma'isa. So that that is to say, there's a transition from the zman of kviyas ha'isser to the zman of the ma'isa veira, from the world of edachad to the world of two edim. So again, I think this serves the Rambam's purposes beautifully. Because what the Rambam is trying to establish here is, of course, the kviyas ha'isser is indispensable, sine qua non, for us to even be talking about malchus. You get to malchus for violating a lav, right? So what's the lav? So the Rambam says that question of whether or not there's an isura lefaneinu, to borrow that expression, the world of Hashem Taloi, if there's ikba isura lefaneinu, if that... That question itself remains an open question, literally up until the moment that Malkos becomes relevant, till there's a Maisa Avera, right? So this is a critically important point. What we're saying is that we're connecting the Kviyas Ha'isser all the way to the Maisa Avera. Even if it was, the Rambam doesn't pose any time limit, I don't know, 12 hours later. The point is that the person has the right to say, I don't accept there being ikba isura here. I reject that. And that will take the malchus off the table. So in so doing, the Rambam has really managed to have his cake and eat it too. He's managed to gain the idea of edachad, being able to be koveya, the isser, separately and distinctly, but at the same time showing how that kviyas leads inexorably to the potential for malchus with a ma'isa avera. And the way the Rambam does that, apparently, is by keeping the door open from the moment of kviyas ha'isser all the way, not just toch kedei dibor, not for some more extended shiur, but literally up until the moment that there's a ma'isa avera, before the ma'isa avera, the person has the potential to challenge that, because the ikba isura has to relate to the eventual malchus, even if it's still protected as lo yakum edachad b'ish, and here it's just related to the cheftz of the isura, or to the potential for ma'isa avera.